Okay, copies of Moon God. You got it with you.
Now, people are saying that, it's early. Well, I've got these days go all the way through through the fall. Now, remembering that these are the optimum of fall planting dates for this area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be some later. There may have been some earlier for the fall planting deal, but these are the optimum ones. For instance, on broccoli, the first best fall planting date, and of course you can direct seed broccoli or you can transplant, is August 22nd through 26th. And then the one after that is September 19th through 22. So, I give you tomatoes, the first planting date for tomatoes are July 1 through 3 and 29 through 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the two times in July. If you miss those dates, the next best time, according to the moon, is September 3 and 4.
That's getting late.
So that's getting late. So what we're telling you, if you're going to be a lunatic about this thing, you better get yourself together on the 29th and 30th, because that's it. Now, a lot of people, think that I'm trying to mess them up with this, because they say, well, that's when I put the transplant. But how do I know that the plants that I buy were seeded on the right moon day?
How do you know that?
Because July 1st, if you seed tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
July 1st through 3rd, which is the right moon date mm-hmm. for seeding, then transplants that will be ready for sale the 29th through the 30th. So every transplant you buy in the local nurseries on 29th through 30th will be seeded on July 1st through 3rd.
Well, that works out.
See how that works out?
Did you figure that out?
Well, it's just obvious. I mean, so not only do you get the right date for seeding on right, but you also get the right transplant date. You're double teaming it. Now, a lot of people say, well, now the problem with this on peppers, July 1st through the 5th. Well, you already missed that.
Mm-hmm.
The next best time is August 1st and August 28th through 29th. So you got to do peppers on August 1st. That's the only day you got to get it right. And same way, peppers take longer to grow, so they will have seeded those on July 1st through the 5th. So it's going to work out real good. Now, a lot of people, you say, well, you're crazy. People are not. Oh, I almost forgot rutabagas. September 4 through 5,
I'll
8
be out
through
there.
9.
I'll be out there planting.
That's the best time. Now, if you miss that, you're back into October 5 through 6.
That's not bad either.
But, and we've added ornamentals. Before Greg Grant left, we put in ornamentals. So we got annuals, perennials, petunias on there, roses, even when to plant trees and plant different kinds of trees in there. And a lot of people say, well, that's just a bunch of foolishness. Mm-hmm. Nobody will do that. This is kind of an undercover operation. Because mm-hmm. when you talk to people in meetings, they don't believe in it, or they won't admit that they believe in it. But this is the most widely requested piece of information I ever offer on this program. And I said, when you get into the hill country, and especially East Texas, I sent this to East Texas. What's your buddy's name up there? TV guy.
Yeah, he does TV.
Anyway, he just passes them out by the thousands in East Texas. Yeah. So, people may poo-poo this kind of thing and don't believe in it, but you'd be surprised how many people follow it just to have an ace in the hole.
Yeah, us gardeners need every advantage we can get.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there it is. It's ready to go if you want a self-addressed stamped envelope, or, like I said, I'm going to submit it for publication on this coming Sunday, the 22nd.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He'll join us again on Thursday.